Hallelujah. Our talking about the missions trips, our youth, they're getting quite an experience. I'm sure some of them have never experienced what they're experiencing because during the daytime, all day long, they're in the bush. No electricity. Of course, the worst thing, no cell phone. No water, which means there's no restrooms. They're learning, I guess, what an outhouse is. But they are having a good time. You know, it's great for our youth to see, you know, the other side of the world, to see what's happening and what needs to happen in these countries that really are needing to be evangelized, but it is exciting. And of course, we have a lot gone for spring break, but tonight we are going to pray. You know, so many times I know you'll hear people talking about situations and circumstances, and then they say, well, we've tried this and we tried this and we finally had to pray. And the person they're talking to says, has it come to that? Has it come to that? Well, you know what? I found out that it's better to pray first. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you know, it's so important to keep our line open to our Father. Yeah, we used to sing a song in church. It's called Central's Never Busy, Always on the Line. You can hear from heaven, something anytime. 'Tis a royal service. We didn't sing it a whole lot, so I don't know. I don't remember it as much. But, you know, Central is never, never busy. God is always there for us. But it's so important that we keep ourselves charged up. It's kind of like with a cell phone. You know, it's a cell phone's great. We can be in connection with someone at all times, which is wonderful. I mean, I think about the fact when we were growing up, even my kids were growing up, and there were no cell phones. And we did survive, but now we wonder how we would survive without a cell phone. I do remember when the first cell phones came out, and, you know, it was the big bag, and I was annoyed by the cell phone. I did not want to be able to be, you know, for somebody to find me. And so I would hide it so that, you know, because I didn't want to be bothered. Now, you know, we're frantic if we don't have it because we don't even know what we're supposed to do if we don't have our cell phone. But guess what? That cell phone is no use at all unless probably every night you put it on the charger. You put it on the charger and charge it up. And if it's not charged, then, you know, it's of no use to us. Well, guess what? We have had a wireless connection all of these years to heaven. But are we staying charged up? Are we staying charged up? You know, of course, I read the scripture so many times in James 5:16. The last part of that scripture, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And then I like the amplified, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Do you realize that prayer activates the hand of God? Prayer activates the hand of God. And if we only realize how powerful our prayers are, and that's why the enemy tries to keep us from praying, because he knows it is the most powerful weapon against him. Well, tonight, as we are praying, what are we going to be praying for? Well, we're going to be praying for revival. Revival for our nation. Revival for our nation. Let's turn over to 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know the scripture, you've heard it a lot. If my people, which are called by my name. And you know, sometimes you look at a scripture and you just kind of roll over some of the words. But all of a sudden, as I was studying this today, you know what stuck out to me? This is what stuck out to me. If my people that are called by name will humble themselves and pray. So it's like, okay, we have a choice here, guys. We can pray or we cannot pray. We have a choice, but it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You know, we need to constantly, none of us are perfect, but we need to constantly, you know, we need to examine our heart. Examine our heart. God, you know, have we forgiven everybody that we need to forgive? Are we holding any offense? We need to examine our heart, because I want to tell you what, that will hinder your prayers. Those things will hinder your prayers. And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And will heal their land. And then verse 15 says, now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now, I looked up the message of that. I like this. It says, and my people, my God-defined people, respond by humbling themselves, praying, seeking my presence, and turning their backs on their wicked lives. I'll be there ready for you. I'll listen from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land to health. And then I like 15. From now on, I'm alert day and night to the prayers offered at this place. Do you realize, I'm kind of a visual person, so do you realize God is waiting to hear your prayers? God is listening at all times. Now, of course, you know, we could all acknowledge that our country does need prayer, right? Our country needs to be healed. But the only thing that's going to do that is revival to our land. Remember how, when was it back before the elections, when the Lord just said to me, you need to pray for we the people, because it's we the people. It is the people of the United States that's going to change this land. Gonna change this land. And it's only through us. I mean, we sit here in our churches, happy, blessed. You know, we have all of the knowledge of what God will and can and does do for us. And yet, our main assignment is to go and tell others about what we know. Guys, there's a hurting world here in the United States of America. And it's our assignment to pray for them. It's our assignment to go and to witness to them. But history will tell us that a nation that has drifted from God, and oh my goodness, have we ever drifted from God? You know, we as Christians kind of were like just slack. Thinking that it would always, that our country would always be in God we trust. And we just let it slide. We didn't pray like we should have prayed. But revival has always come, always started with prayer. Always started with prayer. Notice that it doesn't say here, God didn't say, if the government humbles himself. He said, if people humble themselves and what? And pray. And so thinking about revival, thinking about what we need to do in prayer. Well, first of all, you know, unity. We need to be unified in our purpose. We need to be unified in our prayers. Because it is, you know, you think of the fact one of the greatest things that has ever happened to the church, of course, is on the day of Pentecost, right? And Jesus, you know, before he ascended into heaven, he commanded his disciples, what do you say? Go into Jerusalem and wait for the promise. Now, you know what was interesting as I was looking at that today? He said, wait for the promise of the Father. Of course, wait is not a word we like to hear, right? Especially in this age. I mean, we're all guilty. My computer the other day was just so slow, and it's like, hurry up. So we're all guilty. But I looked at that. You know, the only instructions that he gave to the disciples was to wait. To wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit. He didn't instruct them to pray. He just said, wait. And yet, on the other hand, what did they do? They were in united, one accord. But what did they do? They prayed. In Acts 1:14, it says, they all met together and were constantly united in prayer. Constantly united in prayer. And I was thinking about that because, and this is always, I mean, I grew up, like I've told you so many times, my Aunt Oma, you know, it's like you just pray about everything. I was taught that. Whatever it is, you pray about it. Whatever you need, just pray about it. Whatever circumstances or situations that you're in, my first response always is, let's pray. And I'm thinking about that. You know, Jesus told them to wait for the promise. Their first response was to pray. Was to pray. And so our first response to situations, whatever it is to pray. To pray. And so that's what we're going to do. You know, notice that during that time that they were praying, they weren't arguing about who was going to be the leader. No. Not like situations in our day. They weren't arguing about who was going to be the leader. They didn't know who was going to be the leader. They weren't, you know, they were not competing for recognition. Oh, who's going to be the best? They weren't divided over personal preferences. Oh, somebody's got my seat. In church, I always sit there. Why are they sitting there? Yeah. The Bible says they were in one mind, in one accord. And they were praying. They were praying, and of course, we know what happened. The Holy Ghost came. The greatest revival. And I just love to read the message of Peter. This is not as you suppose. These people are not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, but they are filled with the Holy Ghost. Unity attracts the power of God. Unity attracts the power of God. Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And you know what? That's where the enemy comes in so many situations. He tries to divide. He tries to divide. We need to stay in unity. If revival is going to come to our nation, we got to get in unity. We got to get in one accord. We got to quit, you know, talking about our petty differences. We need to, for lack of a better word, keep our mouth shut. Put a filter on your mouth. Don't let your mouth speak everything that your mind tells you. Yeah. You know, I think about the fact, if God was, and He is, if God was with you all the time, every day of your life, how would you act? Well, He is there watching you. He's watching all of us. And, you know, and so it's so important. I guess my parents instilled that in me. You know, well, God's always there whether we're there or not. So know that He knows what you're doing as a teenager. Yeah. But revival comes through prayer. Through prayer. And unity attracts the power of God, and unity releases the power of God. Now, second thing that we need to also understand is we need to be persistent in our prayers. Persistent in our prayers. Just because we pray doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. And so many times because of that, you know, and I know I lead prayer meetings and you lead, oh, are you going to pray for revival again? Well, we've been praying for revival. Well, I want to tell you, I remember that it was, I think it started in 1980, Brother Hagin had prayer meetings on this campus. We were praying for the rain, for the world. We were praying. And we had prayer meetings every Monday night. And then I think it changed to Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't remember. But it was like, I think it was up until the church started. I don't quote me on being accuracy, but it was almost, yeah. I know that it was 4 years, it was a long time. Every Monday night, what did we pray? He read the scriptures on the rain. And we stretched out our hands and prayed for the rain. We had maps on, it was over in the RMA. We had maps on the walls and we prayed. And he said, whatever country that you feel led to pray for, you do that. I prayed for Russia because I had, as a child, I lived through the age to where we had bomb threats. We had, instead of having fire practices, we had bomb practices in our school. And as a second grader, that was kind of scary. I mean, my dad built houses along with pastoring, and in the house actually that we were in, it was, I was a senior in high school actually whenever we moved there, but it had a bomb shelter. And, you know, it so put something in me that I just wanted, you know, communism to fall. But it was 1989 when actually the Berlin Wall came down and communism started to fall. And yet, I do believe because we didn't continue to pray, we thought, okay, that's it. Guess what? Yeah, those walls and other areas are coming back up. So it's important for us to be persistent in our prayers. You know, Jesus told a story, I mean, it was a parable actually, of the persistent widow. Do you remember that story? In Luke 18, in verse 1, it says, one day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should pray and never give up. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant request. Well, you know, I don't think that we're driving God crazy with our requests, but sometimes, listen, we do have to be persistent. In fact, he said, I like this in the Message Bible, Jesus told them a story. It says, for them to pray consistently and never quit. Pray consistently and never quit. And I want to tell you, sometimes when I've been praying about something in our own situation, and it's like maybe there's deadlines or there's things that, hey, this has got to happen. It's got to happen now. And I've been praying about it for quite a while. I mean, I become persistent and I say, God, listen, do you understand? I have to have an answer by so-and-so day. I don't know why, but he always comes through. I think sometimes he wants to know, do we really want what we're praying for? So let me ask you, do you really desire prayer, a revival so much in our land that we're willing to pray persistently for it? Hallelujah. So are you ready to pray? Let's stand up. Oh, mama passe, liga banshi, eligi manonsha. I come on zoo, lia ton komai, and daily ki manenshe, elabraso, pasiliandai. Oh, Father, we come to you now. Oh, praying for our land, praying for revival in our land. Oh, Father, we don't know sometimes how to pray or what to pray for, but you know, Father, we can pray through the Spirit, knowing that mampo zola bria bonshi, elibri. Brigabo solobrandai, inde kaman zolobri abo pazite. I thank you, Father, that wall shall come down. Emanele ge pajola bronzili kamon solota mangi badeshe, en no ko pazitiliando. Oh, Father, I thank you now. Emansite, taking authority, oh, over those spirits that would hold those in bondage. Hold them in bondage. Oh, Father, reveal yourself in mighty ways. Reveal yourself in mighty ways, Father. Oh, man sola brashe. Indele gimanein sola brasola bria bonshai. Indein kamanein shai. Eli ato man sola bria bo sola bria bonshai. Whatever it takes, oh Father. Turn hearts, Father, turn hearts toward you. Oh, those foul spirits, those hatred, oh mansate. Deceptive spirits. And daily gimanin solabria boshai. And daily gimanin solabria bolabria passe. And daily gimanin she pasili ando. Oh, umbling ourself. And daily gimanon solabria banshe. And daily gimanin zungabashe. Oh, Father, an abundance of rain, an abundance of rain, an abundance of rain to fall on our land, Father. We don't know the plan, but you do. You know the plan, Father. And we thank you that we are praying out that plan. Praying out that plan. So many, Father, that need you, Father. Oh, that are so deceived, by the enemy. Oh, no, logo bajete amansite. Soften those hearts, soften those hearts, Father. And delicate manisha hatai. And gemanili gebashe. And de shelebria bun so. May there be visions. Emanenshai. Indolokoma. Amanile bradisha. Prasola kamanili brigabun solo brasite. Eminili gimanin solo brasite. Manifestations of the Spirit. Manifestations of the Spirit. Inele gita mongabali endo solo briabunsai. Inala kimanain shai. O loco paje ligimanain sai. Inele kimandola kiman. Mandela kimanun solai. Kamanzula kimanin shai. Kamanzula komanuli gimanin shalabria bolai. And delibria bola ki mananche, and an solibria bola ki pashe, and delibri laborers, Father, laborers, bring laborers across their paths, laborers across their paths, Father. Oh, mama tesha. Mandeli gimani shelebria bonsai. Amanili gimani ligimani solibria pashe. Inele kimani solibria bonsulakatai. Nanzonga bashi etomonga banshe ligimanan saliatai. Nanzolibria boli kandai. Inele atomonga bo sheli gimani salata monga boli gimadashe. Ono chokobase. Manzuli andozungai, zinga manzili atongopai, nanzulo prajunga bazuli atamane lika manzulo prakatai, andele kimini shelai, andele kimani jolai, andele brakote jena manzote, andele kimini zuli gibadanshai, bazinga bali, ando solo otai, mandele Emanolo copa julugu pajunga banzi etamunga baliato andeli kimanin sheli briabai mandolo briabo solo briaban shela kandai ke padoshe andolotai ingemando atamunga busho unga bajiliata manzolo briabon she kabali indeli gima zunga banshe ela Run, say, oh, my pasite, movement, 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 movement. Ando sola, amanoso, andali kimande, endele kimande, shelebria bo, solebria banche, endele brodi, shelebria bola, prazila, kandonche. Oh, tearing down that wall, tearing down that wall, tearing down that wall. Atomano likita. Mandela Gomananche, Mandela Comanchula Prasi Dai, Indele Kimanenzo, Atamanzo, Akamanzo Lai, Kamanele Gimanonzo, Otomongo Boshe, Etamonga Bali Andozola, Indele Kimananche, Etomanzuli Kamanzo, Etomando Lakipa Deshai, Indele Gimani Suli Gimaninshai, Manzula Bria Banshai, Non Zuli Kipa Deshai, Nan Zula Brato, Jenga Batesai, Indele Gaman Zula Bria Banshai, Indele Gimani Labrasita, Indele Brasita, Mandele Gimanan Sula, Mandele Gimanan Sila, Mandula Bria Bosula Bria Bansha Sundo, Atamandai, Atamundai, Andolo Pazeli, Inele Gimananche, Inele Braso Pajendai, Zinga Banjato, Oh, my, Eli Brasola Bria Bansai, Indele Kamando Sundo Kopajita Zenga Bashe, Indele Bria Bon Sola Bria Banshe, Oh, Father, we declare it, we declare it, we declare it, we declare it. Indele Gimanin Zotai, Abba Zeli Gaita Doso Luta Mandai, Indele Gimanin Sheli Gimanin Sai, Oh, my man say, I'm a Ninche, I'm a Don So Pajinga Batse, Indelita Mongo Bo, Pazeli Gimaninchai, O Nanche Libria Bo, Atamon Zola Bria Bansai, Inanche Libria Bo, Atamango Pazita, Mando Commando Zola Bratiche, Indela Bria Bo, Pazeli Bradoche, Inanche Libria Boso, Atamando Zola Bria Banshe, Indeli Kimanun Celebra Sola, Pazula, Brazile, Panzonga, Brike Baisha Lunga, Banso, Oto, Jeli, Gaita, Mundo, Sola, Kita, Andeli Bria Busa. Mandele Gimanin Sota, Indolu Kimaninchi, Etamunga Bazuta, Indo Pazita, Panzita, Panzita Munga Boli, Kipa Denshi, Etamunga Boli, Atamunga Basilita, Indele Gimanin Sola, Emanele Brasita, Indele Bria Bo Panzo, O Tola Bradisha, Indele Bria Bosa, Indele Bria Bosa, Indele Gimanin Se Libri Gaboso, Akamanile Gida Monseta, Indele Brasula, Emanzo Atamaneshe. Oh, Father, we declare that. We declare that. We declare that. And name Jeta Monzo Libria Bosa, Indele Gimanin Shalabria Bosa, Anele Kimanin Zoda. On gain tie, on doso, I told my daily gay time on go passe late time on do, I la bracoto, I la kinan so tie, in de coma nature, etamunga boso, oto mangato, atamonisha, antamanishela, emonosuliato manga basha, lota mangi bashe, etamunga boliata, in name shay, ligi pazi, ligi pazonga, pase letai, in de la bria bo, a de la bria boso, amando la bracase, ipinka manzo la bria bo, a pase liki manincha, in my name ligi manincha, in my name shekabase, in my name sheligi manuzula brikai, in ne copa zola bronze, etamunga, in ne ligi manuso, a la bria bo. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh. man pase la copa, ata mongo bosa lai, ando moka pa, jenga basi, jeng mananshi, emanoli gibadisha, mandolabria boso libria bonsai, eneli kimane sholabria basa, oh mama doso, analabria bosa, eneli zo kabashe, eneli shekabasa labria boso, analabria brase, enela gamandosha, mandele brisila, gay panjoto zolabria amba, inalabria bo, atamunga, 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 o mambo zolabria bashe, enela brandoso, enelabria boso, analabria bon solabria bonzo, andanzoli, andozole, inde zeta, indelegima non solabria bashe. Andalabria bon zuliata, manzilibria bon zuligama, andoliata, amanili game panzo, atamongo boshe etai, manzolabria banshe, enaligima nonzo, akapazita, apakazita, akapazita, apazatonzo, boke mandoli, kabandonde game, don game. Oh, non sholabria basse, and they shelebria bonsai, and they shelebria bonso, amanele gimanzolai, and de la bria bon, atamando zola brassi, etamande, etamongo pa, and de la bria bosso, libria banshi, and they shelebria bosso, anu sulabria bonse, and they legimena sulabrandisi, and amanzola bria bashe, ando sola briga bache, legima no sola briga basho, ananzola brashita, amane legima no chai, mande li cabasho, ando la brasita, inde la branzinga bashi, inde sola bria bonsa, inde la brasula briga bosola, inde legima nenshe, inde la bria. Boso, in de libria bonsa, in no libria basse libriga bonda, in de libriga boli kita disha, in no manzo sola kita munga basse, in de lita munga, in de shalabrasse, ando libria deche, ando solabria banshe, hallelujah, 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 oh mama, 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 let's rejoice. That there's an abundance of rain coming. There's an abundance of rain coming. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the rain. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the rain, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We rejoice. We rejoice. Oh, yes, we rejoice. Oh, for we see it in the Spirit. We see it in the Spirit. We see it in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my, 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 my. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. 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 Amama sola bria bashi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, as I was praying, because I had studied this today, as I was praying, and, you know, being persistent in prayer, and I was reminded of Elijah, that there was a drought. And so Elijah started praying for the rain. God, send the rain. And over in, and I don't have the scripture, over in 1 Kings 18 and verse 41, you know, Elijah, this is what it says. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. Now, at that time, there were no clouds in the sky. There were no clouds. There were not, there wasn't any rain. And yet he said, really go and get prepared, for there is an abundance of rain. And of course, we know Elijah sent his servant out once. He said, do you see a cloud? No. He said, when he sent him out another time. He sent him out seven times. And on that seventh time, he said, well, there's a little cloud about the size of a man's hand. Well, he had already declared there was going to be an abundance of rain. Well, guess what? That cloud became a rainstorm like no other rainstorm. And hallelujah, I see an abundance of rain, an abundance of rain, an abundance of rain of souls. And you know, every time you think about it, every time that, you know, you are praying on your own, just start praying. I thank you, Father, for that abundance of rain, that abundance of rain, that abundance of rain, that abundance of rain that's going to hit our city, that's going to hit our state, that's going to hit every state in the United States of America. That rain is coming. That rain is, oh, my passe, I see it. That rain is coming. Oh, my shalabriabashi. This may be a small cloud, but I'm telling you what, there is going to be a great rainstorm coming. A rain of harvest of souls like we've never seen before. Hallelujah. Can we sing something?
I could see a cloud. Hallelujah. Heavy with rain.
Hallelujah.
And it looks like revival.
Yes.
Is headed out. Come on.
Hallelujah.
And I can see a cloud, the abundance of rain, and it looks like salvation.
Hallelujah.
Is headed our way. And I can see a cloud, abundance of rain, and it looks like freedom.
Hallelujah.
Is headed our way.
Oh yes.
And I can see a cloud.
Oh yes. An abundance of rain. And pray for opportunities for you to be a witness. For you to be a witness. There's people in this city that need to know God. That need to know God. Hallelujah. So be sensitive to the Spirit. You know, I have testimony after testimony of when we're out to eat, that seems like the opportunity that comes for me to be a witness to somebody. So always be sensitive. Every moment of the day, you may be thinking that you're going on an assignment, and it may be a totally different assignment than you thought, because there's somebody that's crying out that needs to know Jesus as their Savior. Hallelujah. Well, connection. No, it's not. Well, connection team, you can go and get, if there's visitors here. Also, the prayer team. Do we have the prayer team? If you need prayer for anything, if you have not asked Christ in your heart and you need to do that, come down. Our prayer team will help you and help you to receive salvation or whatever other needs that you have. They're here to pray for you. Well, God bless you. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I came tonight. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you 9 o'clock, School of the Bible, on Sunday, 10 o'clock, church. Until then, have a great week. In fact, it's going to be really warm. Thank goodness it's not the 20 that it was on Monday. I think it's going to be 90 on Friday. God bless you. We'll see you on Sunday.